tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting Donald Trump will be heading to Mexico today. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto awoke to a storm of criticism from his countrymen over his decision to meet Wednesday with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, who was widely reviled in Mexico for referring to its immigrants as rapists and criminals. Former First Lady Margarita Zavala, herself a potential presidential candidate, aimed a tweet at Trump saying, "Even though you may have been invited, we want you to know you are not welcome. Mexicans have dignity, and we reject your hate speech." Many Mexicans felt the Republican had left Peña Nieto and left him flat-footed by accepting an invitation by the Mexican president, and it made simply for appearance's sake. The newspaper El Universal wrote in an editorial that Trump caught Mexican diplomats off guard by accepting the invitation and got one step ahead of them. Immigration has become a big issue in the 2016 presidential campaign, with stark contrast between the policies of the Democratic and the Republican nominee.
From the day Donald Trump announced his candidacy, he proposed building a wall between Mexico and the U.S. He says he will enforce visa expiration dates and offer no citizenship for illegal immigrants. He plans to remove the country's 11 million undocumented immigrants from public assistance and deport the violent ones. Hillary Clinton also would deport violent criminals. Her immigration policy mirrors Barack Obama's. Analysts say Clinton's immigration plan appeals to liberal and moderate Democrats.
That is VOA's Carolyn Pursuti reporting on the immigration stances of the candidates. VOA News.